Nanahuk in the Name of Justice. Written by Rita Seta Perasarate. Illustrated by Ismael Vasquez. Genre: a folk tale is a story that has been handed down over many years. Now, you will read about how Nanahuk helps Nalinak after he is tricked by Tapak. Question of the week: how can creative thinking solve a problem? On the shores of an island in South Alaska, an Eskimo boy called Sikinik lived happily with his family in a warm white igloo. One summer's day, as Sikinik was hunting fish from the shore, he spotted what seemed to be a furry white ball floating on the green kelps. Excitedly, he pulled it in with his fishing harpoon. To his surprise, the fur ball opened its big, round brown eyes. Sikinik could not believe what he saw. He had caught a baby sea otter. The little creature started hopping around him, squeaking happily. Sikinik decided to call him Nalinak, which means lovable. From that day on, Sikinik and Nalinak became best friends. Sikinik took good care of his little friend. He taught him how to catch crabs and clams, and how to crack them open with a round stone. Sikinik also taught him wise lessons. Whatever you do, stay close to shore. And stay away from Tapak. He may look like a friendly whale, but he plays tricks on people, so be careful. One winter's day, Nalinak asked Sikinik, "Please, can you take me farther to visit other places today? I am getting bored of staying close to the shore." "Tomorrow, Nalinak. Tomorrow is Saturday, and I don't have to go to school," explained Sikinik. Tapak was swimming in the ocean when he saw the small otter close to the shore talking to the Eskimo boy. When Sikinik had gone to school, Tapak swam over to Nalinak. "Hello," said Tapak in his friendliest voice. "Oh," squeaked Nalinak. "What are you doing here?" "I want to invite you to come fishing with me out in the ocean," said Tapak. Nalinak was a very curious little sea otter and also very impatient. He really wanted to explore farther away from the shore. And Tapak didn't seem so scary after all.
Well, okay," said Nalinak.
Nalinak and Tapak swam out to sea together. "Let's play a game," said Tapak. "Whoever catches the most fish wins." "That sounds fun," replied Nalinak. "Ready? Steady? Go!" cried Tapak, and with that, he was gone. Nalinak looked around. Suddenly, he saw a school of fish below him. But the fish were fast swimmers. He thought. "How am I going to be able to catch them? They are too fast for me." Then he had an idea. Nalinak swam back to the shore and picked lots of long green kelp. Then he tied them together to make a net. He quickly swam back out to where the fish were and tossed his net into the sea. Within minutes, he had hundreds of fish. Tapak, on the other hand, was too lazy to catch any fish for himself. But he had a plan. He knew otters loved sea urchins, so he swam over to the rocky cove and grabbed one from the rock. He was going to pretend it was magical and exchange it for all the fish Nalinak caught. "What have you been doing, Tapak? Where are all your fish?" asked Nalinak. "I found something even better than fish," replied Tapak. "I caught this magical sea urchin."
"Magical? What does it do?" asked Nalinak.
"When you say the magic words, sea urchin, how do you feel? Please cook me up a delicious meal. The sea urchin will cook you anything you desire." Nalinak happily gave his fish to Tapak in exchange for the magical sea urchin. When Nalinak got back to the shore and said the magic words, nothing happened. Nanahuk
the star, saw what happened and had an idea. She dove from the sky into the waters in the form of a bright, shiny blue dolphin. She swam over to the shore where Nalanak was trying hopelessly to get his magical sea urchin to work. "What's wrong, little one?" asked Nanarhook. "Tapak gave me this sea urchin. He told me it was magical. But he tricked me. And now he's taken all my food," cried Nalanak. "Don't be sad. Let me see what I can do," replied Nanarhook. The dolphin took the sea urchin into her fins. Suddenly, the sea urchin began to glow and sparkle. Nanarhook handed the sea urchin back to Nalanak. "Here you are, little one. Now say the words, and the sea urchin will do its magic."
"Wow! Thank you," replied Nalanak.
"You're welcome," she replied. And with that, Nanarhook changed back into a bright star and flew up into the sky. The next day, as Tapak was swimming through the ocean, he could smell something delicious. He followed the smell all the way back to the shore. As he got closer, he saw Nalanak eating a delicious meal of clams, crabs, and fish. "Where did he get all that food?" thought Tapak. Suddenly, he saw something shimmering next to Nalanak. The sea urchin! So it really was magical? Tapak waited patiently, hiding in the kelp out of sight. As soon as Nalanak turned his back, Tapak raced through the waters and grabbed the sea urchin. He tucked the glimmering creature under his fin, then shot like lightning through the sea. "Mwahaha!" yelled Tapak. "Finally, I have the magical sea urchin! Now I can have all the food I want!" He began to imagine all the delicious fish he was going to eat today, and tomorrow, and the next day, and his mouth started to water. He began to recite the magic words. Sea urchin, how do you feel? Please, cook me up a delicious feast." But nothing happened. Were those the right words? He tried again. Sea urchin, how do you feel? Please, cook me up a delicious treat. But still nothing. Oh no! What were the words he told Nalanak? Feast? Treat? Dinner? Meal! "Please cook me up a delicious meal," recited Tapak proudly. The sea urchin started to glow. But then, something unexpected happened. The waters began to swirl around Tapak, lifting him up and up above the surface. Suddenly, Tapak was being thrown into the sky, and then with a blast, he changed into a big, black rain cloud. The sea urchin stopped glowing and fell to the bottom of the ocean. Nanarhook knew that Tapak would steal the sea urchin from Nalanak, so she put a special spell on it. And that's how justice won after all.